This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
We say good morning to Dr. Wendy Kristen, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Dr. Wendy, good morning. Great having you along.
Good morning, Brad. I hope you're well.
I am. I'm feeling warm this morning. I'm sitting here with a scarf and a jacket on and my hands are freezing, but I'm happy.
Yeah, no, we have to do our best to keep ourselves warm at the moment.
Yeah, exactly right. You've said during our conversation last time that we touched a little bit on blood pressure when we were talking stress. And a great idea, I think, to tackle this. I think this is something that every time we would go to a doctor, any medical professional, one of the first things they always do is check out your blood pressure. Is it because it? Now you have to help me out here, Wendy. Doesn't feel like you can feel in your physical body, is my blood pressure high or low? You sort of need it to be tested. Is that true, that you can't tell if it's high or low?
You can't always tell if it's high or low. You can often tell if it's low, but if it's high, you can't tell because, you know, some of the symptoms overlap. Mm. But we cannot just assume that our blood pressure is within normal limits. We have to test it. That's the only way that we're going to know for sure whether we have a problem or whether we don't.
So I've heard it said that high blood pressure is the silent killer. Is it for that same reason that it's almost impossible to really know unless it's very, very obvious?
Yes. So there are many people that feel absolutely normal, even with dangerously high readings. So it is important for us to be checking, and it's not something that we should just assume is okay just because we don't have a symptom.
I've noticed it's really quite easy to have it tested. You can go sort of almost to any one of these shopping centers or shopping malls has a shop in it, you know, where you can buy your toiletries and your pharmacy necessities, and there would be a clinic sister there that would happily test your blood pressure for you. So, I mean, it's not like, because you're in the shops anyway, why not just pop in and have it checked out? Because then at least you know.
Yes. So that it is very easy, and you can buy a home kit as well. So if it is something that you're wanting to monitor a bit more closely, you can buy your own one. But otherwise, you can definitely pop into a clinic sister and they would be happy to take your blood pressure for you.
Are there some signs that some people could experience that would indicate, wow, perhaps you should go and check it, be checked out and tested, that could be a sign of high blood pressure?
Yes, so there are some signs. Frequent headaches, especially more towards the top of the head, that can be a sign of high blood pressure. And waking up in the morning with a headache as well could also be a sign. Dizziness, that can also be a sign of low blood pressure. Mm. And then blurred vision, chest pain or palpitations, and in the very rare cases, some people might experience nosebleeds.
So best if those things happen often. It's not, you're not saying here your nose bled today, oops, high blood pressure.
Yes.
This would need to happen regularly, right?
It would be a regular occurrence, yes.
Are there some people who are at higher risk than others to having high blood pressure?
Yes, so there are people that would be at a higher risk. But again, this is not... you can have young people who also have high blood pressure. So it's something that we really need to be testing from our teenage years. But being over the age of 40 is a higher risk factor. People who are over the age of 40 often have more problems with elasticity in their arteries, and therefore they would have a higher risk for blood pressure issues. Mm. Obviously, being overweight, if we smoke or drink excessively, that can also increase our blood pressure. Consuming a high salt diet, so living off a lot of processed foods, living a very sedentary lifestyle, so not doing any exercise, having a family history of hypertension, or if we're living with constant high stress levels.
Yeah, that's what we were touching on. By the way, if you haven't heard Wendy's series on stress and stress awareness and the rest, please go and check out the podcast. You can find it on our website or on our app as well. This family history of hypertension, I think some of us probably don't even know if there is such a thing in our family. Maybe not a bad idea to ask mom or dad, or they can tell you a little bit about granny and grandpa. I mean, that seems to me like a good thing to check.
Yes, I think just as a rule, it's a good idea to know what our family histories are. Mm. Many people don't really know. And it is important to know if there's anything sort of like that, cholesterol, blood pressure, any of those kind of family history events, because that can predispose you as well to having that kind of symptom as well.
Yeah, this conversation makes me think it's really worthwhile to be checked, just to go and just to know. I'm sure there are some people, Wendy, that probably have no idea what their blood pressure is, high or low, or even what a good number is. You know, we're
Exactly.
just kind of going on with life, assuming I'll worry about it when it comes or if it comes. But it feels like if we can catch this in time, it could prevent something worse from happening.
Yes, exactly. So the thing is, it's always good to have a baseline because we are all different. So what might be normal for me is not necessarily normal for you. My blood pressure might be too low for you, but yours might be still within normal limits. And somebody's might be slightly elevated, but that's quite normal for them. So it's very important to have a baseline. And the only way that you're going to be able to do that is to be able to go and check those numbers and have your blood pressure monitored with a blood pressure monitor.
Speaking about numbers, what is considered normal?
So anywhere between 120 over 70 to 80 is normal for an adult person. As soon as your blood pressure starts rising, say the top reading from to about 130 to 140, and the bottom reading goes between 80 and 89, then you're starting to look at first stage of hypertension.
Yikes.
If your top reading goes above 140 and your lower reading goes above 90, then you're in what they call stage two hypertension, and that is likely to need medication.
Can you go to the doctor and, I don't know, rush and feel a bit stressed from the traffic and be running late and whatever, and you get there and the doctor's, okay, let's let's check out that blood pressure, and then it's high. Would they rate that number? Would they say, okay, are you stressed? How are you feeling? Let's wait a little bit, give it 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and then test it again. I mean, is that a better idea?
So a doctor is very unlikely to diagnose a high blood pressure just off one reading.
Okay.
So if it is elevated, they'll probably make you wait 10 minutes because if you have been rushing, that is definitely going to be a cause for concern. It obviously depends how high it is when you go in. If you've been rushing and it's dangerously high, then he's definitely going to want to, or he or she is definitely going to want to monitor that. The next step that they're likely to do would be to probably put a 24-hour monitor on you to see what's actually happening in your normal day. Because you could have these fluctuations, but there might just be spikes here and there. And then based on that, they'll be able to decide is it necessary to treat or not.
Does it does the our blood pressure differ? Does it change morning to night or anything like that? If I were to take it in the morning, would I expect a different reading? Let's say I took the blood pressure reading at night.
It depends. Some people's blood pressure is fairly consistent. Others fluctuate throughout the day. But generally, after you've been lying down and resting, your blood pressure should be lower. And so in the mornings, it is generally a little bit lower than it would be for the rest of the day.
Before next week, I think we're going to end up chatting more around diet and exercise as something around high blood pressure or blood pressure concerns. But you did mention in the beginning, you said you might know if your blood pressure is low. What kind of signs would we look out for then in the area of a lower blood pressure?
So low blood pressure is frequently dizziness, fainting, or feeling faint. If you stand up, you have to hold on because your head hasn't quite adjusted yet. So the low blood pressure is almost that feeling, and fatigue often comes with low blood pressure because you just don't have that energy that you're needing because you don't have enough blood pressure throughout your body.
So if you stand up quickly and you feel that, we've all felt that. I mean, I've done it at one point. I thought I'm going to faint right now, and then within a few seconds, it sorted itself out. Then you sort of think, well, what's wrong? But it's not something that happens all the time. It was like a once-off thing, I'm guessing. It's when that happens regularly that we need to see that as an alarm bell.
Exactly. So we would all have postural changes. If you get up too quickly, your body's got to regulate that blood pressure very quickly, and sometimes that is a bit more difficult. So it is better to sort of have more staggered approaches to getting up. Sometimes you do have to dash somewhere, but ideally you want to sort of get up and not rush off too quickly. But if you are prone to low blood pressure. Again, you'd have to measure your readings to check and see why, or if that is the case. Then you know specifically to be a lot more slower in changing posture. So from lying to sitting, sitting to standing, and that kind of thing. Because yeah, the risk for fainting there is quite high.
Last thing to mention before I greet you, Wendy. My goodness, my age is catching up with me. I had a question to ask you just before we parted ways, and I'm like, what was it that I was going to ask Wendy? Oh, yes, that's what it was. If there is a diagnosis of high blood pressure, before medication starts, can one say, I'd love to make some lifestyle changes and then come back in, I don't know, a week, a month, or whatever, and we take it from there? I mean, is it realistic to say I can change the way I do some things and I could actually change my blood pressure reading?
Well, I think it depends on how high that blood pressure reading is, but that is definitely an option. So yes, lifestyle changes can make a very big difference. And so that is an option if your blood pressure is in that first stage of hypertension. But if you're heading to the very high numbers, what they're likely to do is put you on medication, and then that can always be reduced or tapered off or stopped after a period of time. So often these lifestyle changes are going to take some time to implement. So you're not going to lose weight in a week. And if your blood pressure is too high, you don't want to risk having a stroke or having a heart attack. So you want to make sure that you are using the correct medications, or at least doing something. In some cases, there are natural alternatives that can work as well, but you want to at least be doing something to get those levels down until your lifestyle changes kick in.
Thanks so much for that. We'll continue this conversation in a week from now, God willing, with Dr. Wendy. And in the meantime, let's all go and get it tested while we're in the shop. Before you go and buy yourself a unit, just go and have it done. Clinics is to quickly check it. Good. If you're going to the doctor anyway, have it checked out, and then we'll continue this conversation next week. Massive thanks to you, Dr. Wendy Christian, a health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Thanks, Wendy.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.